All right, welcome back. It's June 5th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, that's bollocks, by the way. If you ask me, this whole transfer strategy is brain-dead from top to bottom. Barca even entertaining selling Koundé to chase some Guardiola clone after they just blew $70 million on Anthony Gordon? I've seen this exact movie before. They're gonna mess this up so bad.
Wait, hold on. That's not quite right. Yeah, they're not actively shopping Koundé unless they get an absolute monster offer. First off, and defenders aren't even on the agenda at all till they get Alvarez and Bernardo Silva over the line first. I mean, objectively, their XG up top was garbage this season. That priority makes total sense. Coman.
Oh, come off it. Priority makes sense? Are we just going to ignore that we spent two full episodes back in January ripping into their garbage transfer history? Remember when they dropped $120 million on Coutinho and Dembele in the same window? That's a massive red flag, mate. They're going to blow the Lewandowski wage savings on Bernardo and still not have enough to register half the new signings. The La Liga cap is absolutely going to screw them.
You're telling me you know more than their entire sporting department? Wait, I've got a source at Carrington. No, wrong club. Hang on. The latest reports out of China earlier today said Flick's perfectly happy with his current center back option. He only wants a new one if Cowan leaves for daft money.
Source at Carrington? Mate, you haven't got a source at your local kebab shop, let alone a top flight training ground. What even is the point of swapping Koundé for a Gvardiol type anyway? It's the middle of the day and football Twitter is already acting completely normal, which is to say not normal at all, and all the Barca fans I've seen are rating Koundé way higher than Bastoni, who they were linked with last month.
If you look at the underlying numbers, Koundé's defensive dual win rate is a few points lower than Gvardiol's over the last 12 months, and he can't play left back half as well, which Flick needs for his system. Come on! It's exactly like trading in a beat-up old bike that only works on flat roads for a mountain bike that handles every terrain, and you end up with extra cash afterward. You don't keep a broken fridge that only cools half the time when you can get a newer, bigger one for a net profit after flogging the old one, right?
Net profit my arse. They'll pay over the odds for whatever defender they go for, mark my words. Nah, this entire window is a disaster waiting to happen. Wanna bet? If they pull off signing both Alvarez and Bernardo without selling Koundé first, I'll buy you a pint every week for a month. If they mess it up and flog Koundé for pennies and sign no top attackers, you have to post a pic of yourself in that terrible Barca 2005 away kit on your Twitter. That's all for today's episode of AIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.